ولما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أخاه قال إني أنا أخوك فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يعملون.
When they presented themselves before Joseph, peace be upon him, he took his brother aside to himself and said, Verily, I am your own brother, Joseph, peace be upon him. So do not grieve over the manner they have treated you. So do not grieve over the manner they have treated you. Benjamin might have told Joseph, peace be upon them, of the maltreatment meted out to him by his stepbrothers. Joseph, peace be upon him, might also have confronted Benjamin, saying that from then onwards he would stay with him, that he would not allow him to return with his cruel stepbrothers. It is quite likely that at this point the two brothers might have jointly worked out a plan that would enable Benjamin to remain behind in Egypt. The two brothers did not, however, wish to disclose this plan, as Joseph, peace be upon him, wanted certain things to stay concealed at least for a while.
فَلَمَّا جَهَّزَهُمْ بِجَهَازِهِمْ جَعَلَ السِّقَايَةَ فِي رَحْلِ أَخِيهِ ثم أذن مؤذن أيتها العير إنكم لسارقون.
Then, while Joseph, peace be upon him, was having their provisions loaded, he put his drinking cup in his brother's saddlebag. And then a herald cried, Travelers, you are thieves.
قالوا وأقبلوا عليهم ماذا تفقدون.
Turning back, they asked, What have you lost?
قالوا نفقد صواع الملك ولمن جاء به حمل بعير ولمن جاء به حمل بعير وأنا به زعيم.
The officials said, We have lost the king's cup. And their chief added, He who brings it shall have a camel load of provisions. I guarantee that.
قالوا تالله لقد علمتم ما جئنا لنفسد في الأرض وما كنا سارقين.
They said, By Allah, you certainly know that we did not come to act corruptly in this land, nor are we those who steal.
قالوا فما جزاؤه إن كنتم كاذبين.
The officials said, If you are lying, what will be the penalty for him who has stolen?
قالوا جزاؤه من وجد في رحله فهو جزاؤه كذلك نجزي الظالمين.
They replied, He on whose saddlebag the cup is found, he himself shall be its recompense. Thus do we punish the wrongdoers.
فَبَدَأَ بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ قَبْلَ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفَ ما كان ليأخذ أخاه في دين الملك إلا أن يشاء الله نرفع درجات من نشاء وفوق كل ذي علم عليم.
Then Joseph, peace be upon him, began searching their bags before searching his own brother's bag. Then he brought forth the drinking cup from his brother's bag. Thus did we contrive to support Joseph, peace be upon him. He had no right, according to the religion of the king, i.e. the law of Egypt, to take his brother unless Allah so willed. We will exalt whomsoever we will over others by several degrees. And above all those who know is the one who truly knows. to take his brother unless Allah so willed. Usually, translators and commentators of the Quran consider the verse to mean the following. Joseph could not have apprehended his brother according to the law of the land. Such an understanding of the verse is wrong. For what would prevent Joseph from arresting a thief under the king's law? Peace be upon him. In fact, there has never been any state on earth which prevented the arrest of a thief. Therefore, it would be right to say that it would have been unbecoming of Joseph, peace be upon him, a prophet of God, to act according to the law of the king. He, therefore, asked his brothers about their own law and arrested his brother under the Abrahamic law.
قَالُوا إِنْ يَسْرِقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخٌ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلٍ فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ قَالَ أَنْتُمْ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَصِفُونَ
They said, No wonder that he steals for a brother of his stole before. But Joseph, peace be upon him, kept his reaction to himself without disclosing the truth to them. He merely said to himself, You are an evil lot. Allah knows well the truth of the accusation that you are making against me to my face.
قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزُ إِنَّ لَهُ أَبًا شَيْخًا كَبِيرًا فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانَهُ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ
They said, O powerful chief, Al-Aziz, his father is an age-stricken man, and in order that he may not suffer, seize one of us in his stead. We indeed consider you an excellent person. They said, O powerful chief, Al-Aziz, In the above verse, the title Aziz, literally the powerful one, has been used for Joseph, peace be upon him. In view of this usage, some Quran commentators are of the opinion that Joseph, peace be upon him, was appointed to the same office that had been held earlier by Zalikha's husband. We have already noted that the word Aziz was not the specific appellation of any particular office. It was used in the sense of incumbent of power.
قال معاذ الله أن نأخذ إلا من وجدنا متاعنا عنده إنا إذا لظالمون
Joseph, peace be upon him, said, Allah forbid that we should seize any except him with whom we found our good. Were we to do so, we would surely be one of the wrongdoers, with whom we found our good. Joseph's circumspection is noteworthy. Peace be upon him. When the cup was found in Benjamin's saddlebag, Joseph, peace be upon him, did not charge him with stealing. Joseph, peace be upon him, according to the Quran, used the expression, with whom we find our good. In Islamic terminology, such an expression is termed tawriya. The term denotes covering up or concealing some fact. One may resort to tawriya in a situation where there remains no other alternative to save a victim from his oppressor, or to ward off a serious mischief other than resorting to a statement or device which conceals the true facts. Faced with a difficult situation such as the one mentioned above, a pious person would refrain from lying, but he might well resort to an ambiguous statement or to a device aimed at concealing facts so as to ward off wrong. Now, let us consider how in this particular instance, Joseph fulfilled all the conditions of a permissible tawriya. First, he put the drinking cup in Benjamin's saddlebag with the latter's full consent. He did not, however, direct the servants to charge Benjamin with stealing. When the servants charged the brothers with theft, Joseph simply stood up and without uttering a word, searched their belongings. Subsequently, when Joseph's brothers requested him to detain any of them in place of Benjamin, he simply responded by saying that they themselves had suggested that only the person with whom the stolen good was found should be detained. Now, since the cup was found in Benjamin's saddlebag, he could be detained. For by what right could anyone else be detained?